Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday, February 10th. I hope everyone had a great Super Bowl weekend filled with yummy snacks and your Monday's been good to you. My apologies for today's episode. I have caught yet another virus and my voice is taking a major hit. Today's episode is going to be short and sweet, kind of like me. I spent my weekend in bed resting trying to kick this crud. Now, let's get to it and kick the show into gear. Vicks, NyQuil, water, and movies. That's how I spent my weekend. We watched a movie I hadn't seen before called Jersey Girl. Such a great movie. It'll make you laugh, cry, it hits all the feels. Something that caught my eye in the movie was a box of Splenda in one of the background scenes where they were in the kitchen. I told Sean, "Is that Splenda?" I didn't think Splenda had been around that long. So we asked our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, when was Splenda invented? And not only did we learn when it was invented, but also that its original purpose wasn't to sweeten our food and beverages. Splenda is known as sucralose. Sucralose was discovered by Tate and Lyle and researchers at the Queen Elizabeth College of London in 1976. While researching new insecticides, Shashikant Pandis at Queen Elizabeth's College misheard the instructions of his advisor, Leslie Huff, to test the chemical as taste due to his misunderstanding of the foreign accent. So he accidentally tasted the chemical and to his surprise found it to be extremely sweet. Little, insecticide turned into one of the number two actually leading sugar substitutes in the country. It's now partnered with Johnson & Johnson and Splenda has been widely available in the United States since the early 1990s. I guess to quote the great Bob Ross, we don't make mistakes, we just have happy accidents. So, what other delicious treats were happy accidents? Chocolate chip cookies. In the 1930s, while preparing a batch of butter drop cookies for her guests at the Toll House Inn in Massachusetts, Ruth Wakefield decided to stick pieces of Nestle chocolate bars into the cookie dough, expecting it to dissolve once baked. Instead, the chocolate maintained its shape. Nestle quickly caught wind of the discovery and placed Wakefield's recipe on their chocolate bar wrappers, where it still remains today. In 1997, to honor the popular recipe's origin, Massachusetts designated the chocolate chip cookie as its official state cookie. Ice cream cones. The ice cream cone is believed to have been invented by accident at the 1904 St. Louis World's State Fair by Ernest Homwy. Ernest Homwy was a Syrian concessionaire who sold waffle-like pastries called zalabas. The story goes that an ice cream vendor ran out of paper cups and a waffle vendor next door, Ernest Homwy, rolled up his waffles into cones to fill with ice cream. Although technically Italo Marchionne first produced the ice cream cone and had a patent in December 2, 1903. Just a little bit late there, Italo. It's okay. You know, I like waffle cones, but I think I prefer the little, cup style ones, where the ice cream gets in the middle and it gets all mushy and another one of our favorite frozen treats, the Slurpee or Slushy, depending on where you get it from. The Slurpee was surprisingly not invented by the 7-Eleven franchise. It was another frozen treat pioneer who discovered this brain freezing delight. Dairy Queen owner Omar Nedelic invented the Slurpee in the 1950s. Due to a broken soda machine, Omar put a few bottles of soda in the freezer, resulting in a frozen, slushy-like drink. People loved it and started specifically asking for that frozen drink. He eventually built his own machine to combine and freeze a flavor mix of water, carbon dioxide, and before you knew it, he had invented the Slurpee / Slushie and sold it to convenience stores and eventually 7-Eleven, where it became branded as the Slurpee. Nashville Hot Chicken. Nashville may be famous for country music, but high up on their list of accolades is now the Nashville Hot Chicken. Southern legend has it that the invention of hot chicken goes back to a renowned womanizer named Thornton Prince. According to the family history, Prince's girlfriend was tired of him and his cheating ways and decided to serve Prince a plate of hot chicken doused in hot peppers the following morning to teach him a lesson. Well, the lesson backfired, though, because Prince loved the spicy dish and immediately shared it with friends and family and went on to open his own chicken shack. Potato chips. In 1853, George Crumb, a chef at Moon's Lake House in Saratoga Springs, New York, had a guest who kept returning plate after plate of fries with the complaint that they were not crispy enough. Crumb had the idea to finely slice the potatoes shockingly thin, fry them in hot oil, and top them with salt before sending them back out to his picky diner. To Crumb's surprise, they were a huge hit. They were originally called Saratoga chips, but today they're simply known as potato chips. Ooh, this next one. Worcestershire sauce. The sauce with many names. I've always pronounced it Worcestershire, but it's actually pronounced Worcestershire. So I guess I wasn't too far off. I love watching TikTok videos where this is an ingredient and hear how people pronounce it, sometimes just for comical effect or just really how, like, based on where you were raised, how you say it. The most popular brand of Worcestershire sauce, see, I'm going to keep saying it the way I say it, is Liam Perrins, which was commercialized in 1837 and was the first sauce to bear the Worcestershire name. The origin of Liam Perrins' recipe is unclear, but the packaging originally stated that the sauce came from the recipe of a nobleman in the country. The company has also claimed that Lord Sandys, ex-governor of Bengal, encountered it while in India with the East India Company in the 1830s and commissioned local pharmacists John Wheely Lee and William Perrins to recreate it. It's worth mentioning that Lord Sandys, nor any Baron Sandys, was ever a governor of Bengal, nor do any available records indicate had they ever visited India. According to company lore, when the recipe was first mixed, the resulting product was so strong that it was considered inedible and was put in barrels and abandoned in the basement. Looking to make space in the storage area some 18 months later, Lee and Perrin decided to, you know, give it a try and see what had happened. They discovered that the long fermented sauce had mellowed and became palatable. In 1838, the first bottle of Liam Perrins' Worcestershire sauce was released to the general public. While Liam Perrins is no longer aged in barrels, some specialty brands may use repurposed barrels, like bourbon barrels, that add unique flavor profiles to their Worcestershire sauce, like Baron Burton and Bourbon Barrel Foods. Whew, say that 10 times fast. Another one of our very favorite treats around here. Microwave popcorn. Popcorn has been enjoyed for thousands of years, typically enjoyed by adding popcorn kernels to hot oil and letting it pop to perfection. So, how did we get to microwave popcorn? In 1945, scientist Percy Spencer was experimenting with a Megatron, fancy word, a device that generates microwaves, and noticed that a chocolate bar in his pocket had melted. Intrigued, Percy decided to experiment with other ingredients, including corn kernels, and found that microwaves quickly heated food. Pillsbury received the first patent for a microwavable popcorn bag in 1978, which was designed to pop popcorn efficiently in a microwave. So, woohoo! Knew that Pillsbury was the original pioneer of the microwavable popcorn bag. All the things you can find on the internet. Our last delicious treat that was discovered by accident. Brownies. This delicious treat was created by American home economist Mildred Brown Schrumpf, nicknamed Brownie, in the early 20th century when she forgot to add baking powder to her chocolate cake mix. Are you an edge or a middle person? I love an edge piece that's crispy around the edges and still kind of chewy in the middle. Pair that with a glass of ice-cold milk and perfection. Even our favorite soft drinks started out as medicinal elixirs. Puts a whole new meaning to Dr. Pepper, doesn't it? Hey, Friday is Valentine's Day. Are you struggling with gift ideas? Let me help you out. Concert tickets. Like tickets to Bumpin' Uglies. You and your love can catch Be Hard and the Boys February 21st in Stevensville, Maryland with the Grilled Lincolns, February 22nd in Winchester, Virginia with Joey Harcum, the Grilled Lincolns, and Adam Almaney. Head over to www.bumpinuglysmusic.com to grab your tickets and a little merch, you know, to throw in the bag for your sweetie pie as well. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from that you are doing well. Next time you reach for your favorite snack, hopefully you'll think of today's episode and smile. You know what else could make you smile? Liking and subscribing to Ridiculous Ramblings on YouTube and Facebook. You can leave a comment, topic for discussion, or just a hey girl hey. I hope y'all have a great week. With all the cooties still floating around, don't forget to wash your hands often, get plenty of rest, and stay hydrated. And I'll see y'all back here on Friday, my loves. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye!